Sleeping Beauty Overture here on KPR, an overture by Humperdinck. Indeed, that was the Bamberg Symphony. I am Destiny. Good morning. Thought we would ease our way into this morning for all of you Sleeping Beauties out there. Of course, Sleeping Beauty, you know most famously by Tchaikovsky. We will hear that a little later this morning. I thought this hour maybe I would pick some music for kids or about kids. So at 9:15, which is basically right around the corner, we're going to listen to Debussy's Children's Corner Suite, but I found something really delightful from Elgar's Nursery Suite. It's about a minute and a half. It's called The Wagon Passes. I mean, the title is just perfect. Let's listen on KPR. Isn't that funny? You can almost imagine the wagon passing. Here on KPR from Elgar's Nursery Suite, The Wagon Passes. I'm going to have to play that entire suite sometime for you. It's pretty neat. Paul Goodwin and the English Chamber Orchestra. Setting us up for Debussy's Children's Corner Suite. Debussy actually wrote this, dedicated to his young daughter. It was designed to evoke the world of childhood, rather than necessarily being played by children. It's pretty complicated music, so I've got Jean-Yves Thibaudet on the piano for us. I would like to tell you about the movement names, because they're really cute. Dr. Gratis, Jimbo's Lullaby, Serenade for the Doll, The Snow is Dancing, The Little Shepherd, and finally, Gollywog's Cakewalk, which is pretty famous. There's even a little bit of ragtime flair in it. I'm looking forward to that. So let's dive in. It's about 15 minutes, and I hope you enjoy. Now on KPR, Debussy's Children's Corner Suite. Children's Corner Suite by Debussy here on KPR, dedicated to his daughter, the pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. I'm Destiny. Happy is it Thursday? I really have to think about it for it's Thursday, yes, which means tomorrow's Friday. Wow, the time flies. Oh, all right. We heard some lovely piano, a fun little wagon thing, wagon passes with a nursery suite. Now something I find quite interesting that I wasn't very familiar with. Glinka wrote a grand sextet for piano and strings, and I'm going to listen to that in just a moment here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Did you know that everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will? It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. You can learn more at leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. I think that's really nice, a nice thing to leave behind, keep classical music alive. All right, Glinka, a grand sextet. We've got piano and strings this time, and our group performing is called Capricorn. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Glinka, grand sextet for piano and strings here on KPR. The group there, Capricorn. I really, really enjoyed that. I was not super familiar with it, so it was fun, excuse me, to listen along with it. Seems as though there's a little frog in my throat here at Kansas Public Radio. Maybe it's the allergies and it's the spring weather. It actually feels like spring out today for real, as the kids say. It's sunny. Oh, you know what this calls for, right? Yes, Grieg's spring dance, because it feels like spring. Here we go. Yes, that there here on KPR was my way of playing some music so I could go cough for 15 seconds and get the frog out of my throat. It's still there. Well, I appreciate all of you being here with me this morning. Next hour, I am going to open with a Haydn divertimento, also play a Mozart divertimento, and then take you all the way, I guess one could say, to almost present times with a divertimento about a fairy's kiss. So you will get to hear three divertimenti that will likely all be quite different. And it looks like this afternoon, fun things are happening. In the noon hour, Jeff has an Irish Rhapsody for you. Oh, yes, one of Leroy Anderson's great tunes. I can't wait to hear that one. And Paganini's La Primavera. See, perfect for spring, all of it. Jeff has awesome playlists, so keep on listening. This is KPR.
About a year ago, the Devil's Hole pupfish faced catastrophe, its population dropping to only 20 individuals. Government scientists had to move quickly to save them, even as they faced a crisis of their own.
Nobody really knew, who was going to have a job from one week to the next.
I'm Elsa Chang. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 p.m. here on KPR with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsworth Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news here on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More info is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And a fun one, support for music programming on KPR today comes from Dr. Pat Hughes of Overland Park. Thank you, Dr. Pat Hughes, for your continued support of Kansas Public Radio. We really appreciate you. Indeed, we do. And we appreciate all of our donors and sponsors and everyone that helps keep us on the air. You know, 97% of our budget is from people like you out there listening. This really is your show, and I am so glad you're here with me. NPR News is up next, and then I will be back on KPR with more music.
Live from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is Kansas Public Radio. Andante from Wind Divertimento No. 7 by Haydn here on KPR Consortium Classicum. An hour of divertimenti in many different styles. Hi there, I'm Destiny. Hope you are doing really well this morning. I'm so happy to report that I can see the blue sky and the sun is shining. It's very nice. I have a little window that I can look out here, and there's a pretty tree in Lawrence. It's nice. Nice indeed. What else is nice? A fairy's kiss. Yes, I have a divertimento called A Fairy's Kiss at the bottom of the hour. It's pretty sweet. Right now, we are going to listen to one of the most famous composers of the divertimento, Mozart. Indeed, we are. This is number 11, and I've been picking a lot of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra lately. Wow, they made a lot of recordings. So, we're going to enjoy it together now on KPR. Mozart divertimento number 11. Mozart divertimento number 11 here on Kansas Public Radio with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. I am Destiny. It's about 10:33. Thank you all for being here with me this morning. Hope you're doing well. I've got something that pays homage to Tchaikovsky coming right up, something about a fairy. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Info at nuvanthouse.com. And Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor, located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, lots of other great frequencies. And right now for you, I've got Stravinsky's Fairy's Kiss. It's a divertimento, like I said, paying quite a bit of homage to Tchaikovsky. So it's neoclassical, meaning even though it was written past the classical music era, it still has the classical music sound to it. So I think you'll like this one by Stravinsky. It is right now on KPR, Fairy's Kiss Divertimento with Ricardo Chailly and the London Sinfonietta. A divertimento by Stravinsky, Fairy's Kiss, here on Kansas Public Radio. That recording featured Ricardo Chailly with the London Sinfonietta. Next hour, I've got live music, a brilliant pianist in the live performance studio. So I will be heading over there pretty soon. I love all of our musicians that we have in this community. And speaking of community, we have a KPR Community Spotlight. It's on Kansas Trails this month. Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small town paths to wide open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More info at kstrails.org. Indeed, and I opened this morning with Humperdinck's Sleeping Beauty. Next hour, we will also hear Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty. Yes, I've got a lot of fun things, and that Stravinsky was actually an homage to Tchaikovsky. So, see, there is all the weaving and the connections on KPR.
About a year ago, the Devil's Hole pupfish faced catastrophe, its population dropping to only 20 individuals. Government scientists had to move quickly to save them, even as they faced a crisis of their own.
Nobody really knew, who was going to have a job from one week to the next.
I'm Elsa Chang. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes to you at 3 p.m. today with your host, Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Shute 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, and support for news here on KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org. And Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors, more info is at reader.ku.edu. You can always listen to KPR on your smart speaker as well. Just ask Alexa very kindly to play Kansas Public Radio, NPR News, and then live music up next on KPR.
Adding the risk to the U.S. public is extremely low. For NPR News, I'm Michael Kaloki in Nairobi.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Wow, that feels like an hour ender. Here on KPR, Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Suite, Charles Dutoit, actually, and the Montreal Symphony. Ugh, amazing. Epic music, just like that amazing piano music we heard in the live performance studio with Nicolas Soucy. That was so wonderful. Again, you can hear that concert tomorrow night at the Lawrence Public Library at 7:30 p.m., and I did find out that it is indeed free. You would be in for such a treat, so I really encourage all of you to go. I've got St. Paul's Suite coming up, which might help take you into the noon hour with Jeff. He's got an Irish Rhapsody that hour. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music here on KPR comes from Te Deum, Kansas City's voice for sacred choral music, offering a Memorial Day weekend concert of remembrance and comfort featuring Herbert Howell's Requiem. Tickets at te-deum.org. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. All righty, let's listen to Gustav Holst's St. Paul Suite here on Kansas Public Radio with the Scottish Baroque Ensemble. Enjoy.
Channel efforts from country.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. And that was St. Paul's Suite that you heard there. Three movements from that to close out our hour. Jeff's got an Irish Rhapsody coming for you in the noon hour. Don't you go anywhere. It is officially the noon hour. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery all in one place. More info is available at lmh.org/cancercare. It's 63 and sunny out. I will be back tomorrow with classics by request and hopefully no frogs in my throat. You're listening to KPR, NPR News, up next.